Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province. It killed at least 52 and wounded 100 others. Hundreds of people were at the explosion as it occurred at the shrine. The victims included women and children. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed there and nearly 500 others wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by Islamic State militants.
La vie, hein, faut respecter la vie, et c'est, donc c'est une,
this man was at the concert. He said, we need to show respect for life, he said. We are here today celebrating life. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on 8 sites, including the concert hall. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. The United States has agreed to take in refugees from Australia who are being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru after failing to reach Australia by boat. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today the deal is a one-off agreement and will not be repeated. He said, and I quote, our priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention centers on the two Pacific Islands and are permanently banned from resettling in Australia, even if they are found to be true refugees. Human rights groups have been highly critical of the living conditions on those islands. This is VOA News. In a